Joining us now on the Sunrise Morning Show is Dave Capella. He's jail ministry coordinator with Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Covington. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Anna. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Can you start off by telling us just what jail ministries are offered through Catholic Charities?
Well, we go into two of the detention centers and read scripture, pray, just have a discussion about our faith, and just talk to the inmates. In another detention center, we're actually facilitating a parenting class for both men and women, and we get really good feedback on that. We have some volunteers going in and doing tutoring and GED classes. Through St. Vincent de Paul, we're collecting clothes for inmates when they get released, because they get released in whatever clothes they come in. If it's cold outside, they may need some sweatshirts, sweatpants, things like that.
Very cool. Now, which jails do you currently support?
We go to Boone, Campbell, and Kenton counties.
Can you tell us, I mean, what is it like going into the jails? Not many people do this.
Right. And I think that's probably one of the factors in recruiting volunteers. It is intimidating, because you are going to go in behind two or three or maybe even four locked doors when you go in. But once you're in there, you're meeting with a group of inmates. You find out that they're very willing to be there. They're actually looking forward to us being there. They're very engaged. It's interesting. About half of them bring Bibles. They're reading the Bible. You know, once you get past that first step, the first day going in there, it becomes very comfortable, and it becomes like really any other, you know, faith-based discussion.
Well, if someone is interested in volunteering to be a part of the jail ministry, I mean, what is the process for them to get approved to enter a jail?
Yeah, there's two parts. Catholic Charities has our part. You have to be VIRTIS trained, which includes a background check and an application to Catholic Charities. Each detention center has their own application process. You fill that out. They run their own background check. Once those two come in, then you sit down with me for about a 30, 45-minute orientation just to talk about, you know, what to expect, some of the do's, don'ts of going in to the detention center, and just, you know, what to expect that first time when you walk in.
And is there a process in terms of, like, being able to go to the jail itself that the jail has in terms of requirements?
Yeah, that application, they'll do a background check on you during that application process, and then once you go each week, they'll make sure that you're on the list to be approved for the detention center. The other thing is, when you go, and it depends on the detention center, but typically you're not allowed to bring in a cell phone, you're not allowed to bring in keys. Really, some basic things like books or reading material we bring in. Can't have metal parts in it, can't have staples, things like that. So so there are some restrictions about what you can take in.
And I'm sure that all of that goes, you go over all of that in the orientation process. How often is a volunteer expected to go into the jail?
Well, we really leave it up to them. We have some very great volunteers that go once a month, and they're very dedicated to that. We have others that try to go every week, and part of it depends on the detention center. We don't have a time slot every week for each detention center. Our volunteers are really good about working out a schedule to make sure somebody covers each time slot we have, so, you know, the inmates aren't waiting for, you know, people to come in to talk to them, and then there's, you know, no one shows.
Well, you mentioned that many of the inmates come prepared, they're ready, they're willing to be there, some of them have their Bibles and the like. What has been your personal experience working with inmates in prison ministry?
The thing that surprised me most is they're just happy someone's coming in and treating them with dignity. The very first time I went in, I was asked about, you know, was I nervous, by one of the inmates, because they're very straightforward. You can't pull one over on them. Mm-hmm. You have to be very, very, very open with them and honest. And I told her, I said, you know, first when I walked in, I was a little nervous, but I said, you know, I'm okay now. And she said, well, you had the courage to walk through those doors, and a lot of people don't. And I think that's the biggest thing. They will come up, shake your hand. They'll want to hug you in some cases because they're so touched that someone came in to see them. I was with a volunteer one night. We were talking to a gentleman who said it's the first contact he had had with anybody for 4 months outside of the other inmates and the corrections officers. His family wasn't visiting him, and he was taken to tears during that discussion.
Do you have any programs for the families if they have a family member in jail?
Yeah, we do. We have a support group that meets the third Tuesday of each month here at Catholic Charities at 6:30. For family members, it can be a brother, a sister, mother, father, daughter, son, anything. And it's just really an environment that allows them to talk about their experiences without judgment, because there's a stigma with, you know, I have a family member in a detention center in prison, and you know, people look down on that. We at one time had a program for the children whose parents were one or more parents were incarcerated, and we're starting that program up again. Hopefully, we get it running by the middle of this year. And again, the idea is to provide an environment for the kids that, you know, they can talk about, you know, their experiences openly, again, without any judgment.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. Such an important program, not just for families, but as you say, for children who have, I'm sure, a unique experience when they know that their mom or dad is in prison. Now, when it comes to, I mean, it's one thing to go in and meet with the inmates while they're imprisoned, but are there programs that exist for when they get out so that they can have sort of a good transition back into the community?
Yeah, Catholic Charities doesn't have any programs, but we are starting to work closely with the Department of Corrections. The reentry program in Northern Kentucky, and for that matter, all of Kentucky, is just starting to grow from the Department of Corrections. There are, like, the Life Learning Center in Northern Kentucky. They assist with that. Reset Ministries, which is a sober living program. So we will, when I'm recruiting volunteers, I will talk to them about opportunities at Life Learning Center or Reset Ministries, because some people, you know, they're called to help, but they still may be nervous about going into the detention centers. This gives them a chance to help someone related to, you know, people that are incarcerated, but helps them on their path to, you know, to get back into society.